Hello, everyone. Welcome to Casino Hustle, hosted by Kay. Now, off the last episode, when I was telling you about the coupons from the newspaper, right? So they did it about, let's say, another month they did that promotion. And I made good every weekend for 4 weeks, right? And then they stopped it. But in the process, they were opening up another casino in my neck of the woods. Grand opening. And this casino is called Miami Casino. Casino Miami, one of the two, right? I think it's Casino Miami. Well, I went and I got me a player's card. They had a line from here and out the door. And then if you signed up with them, they gave you like, what, $75 free play at the time. And this was like 06, 07 or something like that, right? 06, 07. And yeah, I got the free play and they had it where you can take the free play off the same way the other casino was. And this time, I didn't need no help because I already knew what to do. You understand? So I didn't need no help, but I came in with nothing and they gave me $75 free play and I already knew what to do. If you could have seen me then, when I signed up, I ran to the blackjack machine like it was like if I was running, but I walking so fast, I already knew what to do from the other casino. So I went and I, boom, I did it. I made, $150. I won every hand. $150 off nothing. I put that in my pocket, right? I put that money in my pocket. And so now I'm here and everybody that's coming in, they are new. They new and most of the people, they just, you know, they want the money because some people want to play slots. So what I did, I used that same principle that guy did to me up in the other casino. Everybody that I seen, well, majority of the people that I seen, I say, hey, listen, man, what are you going to play? I just started walking up on people, like, but very, you know, professional. Walk out, hey, man, what game are you going to play? Giving 75. Oh, I'm going to say, oh, man, if I wouldn't play that, you know, I was trying to persuade him. Listen, I wouldn't play. I'll play Blackjack where you can download it and you can win the money and walk out the door. Why stick around? Oh, yeah, that dude, that make a lot of sense, bro. Come show me. And everybody I showed or did, either they won. Or I used the same principle he did. They let me play. I won my money. But this time I didn't do what he did and told me to keep betting 5-5. So I told him betting the whole thing. I say no. I say listen. Once I bet my 25, right? Because I figure if I show them, because I already got 300 in my pocket. Or 150 in my pocket, right? From my winnings of mine, right? So I say, if I show them, I'm going to win regardless because they're going to give me something. I'm going to win. Or I'm going to win and they're going to give me something. Or I'm going to lose and they're still going to give me something. That's the way I was looking at it. So I said, okay, listen. So I started telling them, hey, listen, go ahead and play it on blackjack, man, or video poker. You get your money off like at least 85% of the time. You're going to get 85% of it. Or 90% of it, right? Oh, really, man? You know, because some people, they just want the money. They want to go. They don't want to, they not even casino people. They just doing it because they got a shot of taking home $10. They happy with 10. They happy with 5. They happy with 100. And sometime when they win more, they'll come back. But long story short, man, I made so good that night. So people were coming in and they will play. And they will follow me to the game. I will download it. Well, you can download it on the blackjack machine. Now you can't do that. You got to do it on the slot machine. They will not let you do that on a blackjack video with all these bonuses. They won't let you do that, right? But at that time, they let you do it. They didn't care. So the guys will download it. They will win. Sometimes I will lose. And just like I figured, if they won, they gave me $20. They gave me $10. They say, nah, bro, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't had this. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for you, I probably would have still been playing a slot because I don't have time to be wasting here. I got to go. I got to go go back. I was just on lunch break, or I was just getting on work. I got to go home. They had, everybody had a different excuse of why they, you know, glad that I showed them that. And they said, hey, man, what's your name? I said, K. I said, oh, what's your name? And they would tell me their name and someone would come, will become regulars. They'll come in just to flip their money and go. But they have $300 they want to try. They're always looking for me, right? But we'll get to that story too. So this is how the hustle begins. So that day, I stayed there until like, I did 3 hours because I ain't want to be sitting there because I had something to do too. But within those 3 hours, I walked out with $700. And people were still coming in. They were still coming in and coming in and coming in. I couldn't sit there all day because I don't know when this casino was going to... No, I think as a matter of fact, it was on a weekend. So they're going to stay open all the way like 24 hours because of the grand opening. But I couldn't stay there all day and this and that because I had things I had to do. Right? But I wish I would have stayed because if I walked out with like, $500 or $700 in like 3 hours, I would have been... good. I would probably make like almost $2,000, $3,000 just hanging around, right? So everybody was so friendly. So long story short, I left. Then I said, you know what? Let me go back up there. I got off work again, and I went back up there, and there was still people coming in the following day, but it wasn't as many as it was before, because now you. It's just people in the neighborhood that's coming there just to gamble, right? They putting their money in. So now you would know because they had this the Players Club lined up and you hear someone come, oh, it's my first time here. Oh, I'm from what you call them. And they were matching people tier up too. Like if you was a premier card at another casino, they give you more. And some of those people are veterans, so you can't really ask them, hey, listen, what game you want to play? Would you play this or play that? You know, just leave them alone. I just listen to the ones that say I'm new here. That's what I would, you know, I'll walk around, you know, and act like I'm go get me a nice club soda or something like that. And you could hear the conversation because people are talking loud. And then I say, oh, this person new. So I see them walking around with the players card looking for a game. I said, and I just go in like a bird and go scoop in and say, hey man, you go play this game, man. You're only gonna lose probably like $10 or $15, and you get to take the rest home. Oh, really? Man, come show me. And I take them to the game. And guess what? They'll win the whole thing, 100% of it. I don't know if it was just, it got to be luck. Or it was, you know, it was luck. They just win the whole thing. And they'll give me like $20 or $30. And I'll stay there for like an hour or two and repeat the cards. And I walk out with like, $75 or whatever the case may be. And then before you know it, that's how things started. And it kept going and going. And then the next time, it was the same thing again. So I just kept going back and forth, doing the same thing over and over. So when I did that, I learned that, you know, man, this is a good way to do it. And then, you know, I kept doing that, kept doing it. And then the promotion kind of like died down because now, a lot of people started coming. You can't just be hanging around the Players Club lurking for people. So now I just, you know, I come there for an hour. Then I started seeing people coming to play blackjack machine. And they didn't know what they was doing. So I just sit there with them and show them. I said, oh, man, yeah, you know, if I was you, I'd double down on this. Oh, man, I split that. And I learned that if I was teaching them, I get money too. So I say, oh man, this is great. So I just started teaching people, hey man, no double down here. And it's only me showing them. And sometimes it'd be five people on the table. And I'm saying, hey man, if I was you, I hit that one. Or if I was you, I split. And this and that. And everybody went, oh man, you great, dog. You so good, man. And such and da 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 da. And then they were, they all, one guy would cash out and give me $25. The other guy would cash out and give me $10. The other one give me $5. And one probably wouldn't give me anything, but it was okay. I wasn't there trying to beg anyone for no money. It was just happening. You understand? It was just happening. And the people, it just started happening. I mean, money just rolling in. I'm like, man, money. And then I started doing like from 1 hour, I start doing 3 hours. Because I say I get 3 hours and see what happened. So I started doing 3 hours. So the hustle was strong. So I got to know people. I got to know lawyers. I got to know doctors. I got to know, you know, just regular people. I just started to know everybody. I started to know the host. I started knowing the security guards. I started knowing a lot of people just by having a conversation. They started seeing me often. Instead of one time a week, I started coming 3 times a week and doing 3 hours. Because when I get off work, I go there, right? And I say, man, this, and the money just started rolling in. And everything was legal because I'm teaching this. So people started asking me, do I work for the casino? I say, no, I don't work for the casino. Yeah, because, man, you know, like if a machine had a malfunction or something like that. And they were like, hey, I hope, I said, no, you're not going to lose your money. It's going to reboot. Because I seen the machine guys come and they, and I see them working with another person. I'm looking at what they be doing and stuff. I'm like, wow. So, you know, I put that under my belt too. Like, oh, I can just, when the patrons come in and they get nervous, they think they're going to lose their money because the machine went out. And I calm them down. I said, no, relax. I say, this thing is going to reboot. And then if it don't reboot on the first time, then you call the attendant and then he's going to come and use a key, whatever. So they were like, oh man, how you know that? I said, because I don't seen a couple of them. I said, your money is not gonna be lost, trust me. No, I don't want to lose my money, man, because I put $200. I said, listen, I said, this is a casino. So it's more like I became a consultant too, you know what I mean, like working in these casinos, like being inside a casino. People think that I work with this thing, but I don't, but I'm there often and people are just giving me fives, tens, 20s, 50s, sometimes they give me 100, right? So I'm like, man, this is nice. I'm not doing anything. So I said, this is a good hustle. And it was legal. Ain't like I'm asking nobody for no money. I ain't like I'm trying to rob anyone. I ain't doing none of that stuff because I don't do that type of stuff. But the people was giving. But the only thing that I do know, and I read inside some magazine one time, never take people tickets. If they leave 50 cents inside the machine, a quarter in the machine, I don't care if it's one penny, never take nobody ticket. That'll get you put out, right? So I say, oh, I know not to never. I don't seen hundreds of dollars on the machine. I go get the security guard and say, hey, listen, there's money right here. And guess what? The security guard became my friend. He's like, hey, this guy, even think they say, oh, this a good guy here. He's telling the manager, oh, this a good guy. He brought this ticket here. Because most people would take it. I don't want no trouble. Why would I want to take somebody's money? I mean, to get myself in trouble, right? Because the money coming so easy to me. So why would I want to put myself in jeopardy? So as the story goes on, is that it's good money hustling inside the casino. All you have to do is treat people with respect and show them. Learn the game that you want to learn and master. You got to play it too sometimes. So when people have questions and they may look for you, hey man, what you doing in this situation? What bet should I make on this slot machine? At what pay rate should I play this at? But you got to have experience to tell them and make them at ease, even though sometimes they're going to lose. It may not work that way. But if you do that, you make money. Because some people, I don't care if they win like $2,000. Some people shoot you like $400 off you just been there. This man, you got this guy giving you $400. And some, I used to have some customers that used to come to me and say, hey man, I'm coming in, I'm coming back Friday. Are you going to be here? And I used to tell them, yeah, I'll be here. What time you need me to be here? Man, give me your number. I'm going to call you. I'll let you know when I get off work. I'm going to come because I got to make this money to pay my rent. I got to do this to pay my car note. Oh, I got to do this because my wife, man, she might leave me. And I need this money for the such and such. And then I have to be very, very professional. And you have to also be very honest to these people, right? Because some of them is like an illusion. They think they're going to win out there. Every time you don't win. You don't win all the time. Why they call it gambling? I say, hey, listen, man, won't you take care of what you have to take care of first? You take care of that first and then we try to make some money. But you can't just come here with the whole shebang and think you're going to flip it. But you can't tell nobody how to how to do their money. You understand? Because they grown at the end of the day. They going to make their own moves. They going to make their own decisions. And everybody used to come. I used to be so booked up. It was like I had my own business. I was so booked up that it's only one of me. And five people come in at the same time. Hey, man, what you doing? So I have to pull everybody that I know. Like when they come see me, I have to put them all on the same table. And bad as I want to, because one guy might just only want to give me $50. One guy want to give me $200. And this guy, he always shoot me like $400. And he might shoot me $75. You know, so now it's like mind-boggling. Like, man, who do I go work with? Do I go work with the guy that give me $400? Or do I work with because the other guy give me $75 every time he cash out. The other guy give me $400 one time. And then I got to stay with him. Then he might just, he might win like $7,000, $8,000. I only got $400. I'm not complaining. I'm grateful. One guy, he'll give me $75 every time he cash out. And he can cash out $300. I got $75. I'm grateful. One guy give me $20 every time he cash out. Or might give me $30 one time. I'm grateful. You understand? But it's legal. It's hustling. And you got to have a great mindset when you're doing it. You got to tell people the truth. Don't lie to them. This is good, man. It's gonna be, they're going to tell you stories. They're going to tell you stories about their personal life. They're going to tell you what they did. Some people just say, hey, man, I just got out of prison. And I'm trying to, they come with all these stories, but all of them be true stories. This ain't like they just crawling up your leg. Just trying to tell you something. These are true stories. And I tell them the truth. And these, man, it, I mean, these be the most, greatest people you ever want to meet. And some of them are some of the worst people you ever want to meet, right? And but they got a great heart. And when they talk to you, they talking to you from the from a real true point, right? And these people are so nice and daring that they give you. They say, man, I know you've been here. They don't not one time they judge me and said, oh man, I know you work, man, you don't need the money. Or whatever the case may be. No, they said, no, man, you helping us, man. So some people, he's always saying, man, you the only person I give money here. I don't give nobody else no money. I'm like, man, because everybody else, man, they're like, you supposed to give them something, man. You never ask. One guy told me, man, you never ask for no money. I never see you asking nobody for no money. I never did. That was never my goal to ask nobody for no money. I don't ask nobody for no money. And I don't stand around the what you call, whatever you give me, you give me. If you don't give me, that's fine. You know, that's fine if you don't give me. But I'm giving you some knowledge, too, about how to play the game. I learned how to play the game. And the knowledge that I gave is the one that they will win on. You know what I mean? And then after that, money started growing. But what I started doing, instead of pocketing the money sometime, I was very disciplined at the beginning. Very disciplined. Making, bringing the money home. They had to worry about anything. But at some point, I started gambling. I figured I started doing what I think the guy was doing, which I could have been wrong, trying to flip the money, trying to make more. That when you greed and speed kill, I should have never been greedy. So then I started falling down. Then one day, I think it was one time when I needed to do something very important. I had the money and I tried to flip it. I lost it all. And then I learned that after a certain time in the casino, people stopped coming in. And I said, you know, I got to come up with a system. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, and fourth quarter. The fourth quarter, I don't touch. I don't do no trying to gamble. I don't do nothing. Whatever I make during the fourth quarter, on top of what I made during the first and the third and the second, I take home. Because I said that would never happen to me again. And then, before you know it, my popularity, my everybody coming from everywhere coming to see me, high rollers from different casinos, man, I heard about you, man, I heard that you a lot of people win with you and this and that. People just want to, because they hear word of mouth when you do good work, people just coming. And the legend started growing. Anybody that wanted to come. But then I had my, on the next episode, you're gonna hear about all my ad libs that I used to say in the casino. Because every time somebody win, because people wanted me, hey, man, they should use you, man, to be the voice behind the video blackjack, man, because you bring a lot of excitement when you, what you call them. You know, even though they losing or they winning, they didn't mind because I was bringing the excitement. I was bringing the excitement and bringing the ad-libs and everything that I say after the win or after the loss or whatever the case, they loved it. They loved it to death. You understand? But on the next episode, you're going to hear how I really put it all together and started getting my name called. Thank you for listening to Casino Hustle, hosted by Kate.